From his vantage point on a wooded hilltop, Rab Stream Battle gazed across the valley to Castle Floret. The otter had watched and planned almost every day as spring passed into summer. Castle Floret stood atop a high flat plateau, its north side abutting the sheer cliff face. The castle's other three sides were surrounded by a crescent-shaped moat. A mighty drawbridge commanded almost a third of the front south side, and at this edge the plateau had a long flight of broad steps carved into the living rock from top to valley floor. Rab stared sadly at his old home. It resembled a beautiful forgotten cake left standing on the green cloth tableland. Against a sky of dusty blue, cream-coloured towers shimmered beneath quaint circular red-tiled roof caps. Dark green ivy and golden saxifrage flourished amid the crenellations, campion and climbing roses burgeoned carelessly over windowsills and framed doors. The hot afternoon did not contribute the slightest breeze to ruffle the variegated pennants draped idly around the tall flagpoles. Rab dismissed the dreamlike qualities of his old home, riveting his worried brown eyes on the window alongside the drawbridge top. Had something gone wrong? Did Nagru know of the escape that had been planned? His friends, Gale Squiddle King, Queen Serena, and Little Truffin, had they received a message from Ralph the Blackbird? The otter clutched his bow tightly, staring at the window, awaiting the signal as thoughts raced through his troubled mind. Why, oh why, had Gale not listened to him? Rab recalled the day he had first argued with his friend. The quarrel had become furious and bitter and had ended with Gale ordering his old friend either to curb his tongue or leave the castle. Stone-faced, Rab stalked angrily out of Floret, taking the entire Otter Castle guard with him. Not because he feared Nagru, but because he could see the evil that Gale was blind to. Rab hated and loathed the cunning fox-wolf with an intensity that banished all fear. Now his friend the Squiddle King and his family were prisoners in their own home. The wickedness of Nagru was a spectre that would soon blight the whole of Southsward. Gale should have heeded the warnings Rab had issued. But instead, he chose to play the king and offer the fox-wolf hospitality. Suddenly, Rab's eye caught a flutter of iridescent blue-black wings carrying a scrap of red cloth to the window by the drawbridge. Rab's Stream Battle notched an arrow to his bowstring. The escape was on!